Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. In the past few minutes, the world's most powerful rocket has blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida to the shrieks of excited spectators.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Falcon Heavy, launched by the American entrepreneur Elon Musk and his company SpaceX, has also separated from its boosters, which have since landed successfully. The Falcon Heavy is designed to carry more than twice the payload of any existing rocket. Here's Jonathan Amos.
Kennedy's not seen so powerful a rocket system since the days of the space shuttle. To make the Falcon Heavy, Mr. Musk has essentially strapped three of his standard Falcon 9 rockets together. He hopes this will open up new opportunities to put even bigger satellites in orbit or to send much more capable robots and even people beyond Earth.
Rescuers in Taiwan are searching for people trapped in a partially collapsed high-rise hotel after a strong earthquake. Two people have been killed and more than 200 injured in the eastern town of Hualien. Cindy Su reports.
Taiwan has suffered a number of earthquakes in recent days, but the others resulted in no damage. According to the government, this one caused seven buildings, including a 10-story hotel and an equally tall residential building, to tilt over. The two bottom floors of the hotel were crushed as it leaned perilously towards the street. Firefighters and soldiers were frantically trying to rescue people trapped inside with the help of excavators, ladders, and trained sniffer dogs. Their work has been complicated by a series of powerful aftershocks.
Prosecutors in Greece have handed Parliament a file naming eight former ministers and two former prime ministers in connection with a bribery scandal. The Swiss pharmaceuticals company Novartis is alleged to have bribed thousands of officials and doctors to sell its products at inflated prices. Novartis says it's cooperating, and several people on the list have denied wrongdoing. This is the World News from the BBC.